Land of Light.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the 79th weekly episode of this series, Land of Light. Last week, we mentioned the conversion of Mus'ab, son of Umair, to the divine religion of Islam, and his intention to escape the restrictions imposed upon him by his own pagan parents. That night, on the Red Sea coast, he was awaiting the arrival of other Muslims from Mecca, fleeing persecution by the Arab polytheists and intending to sail to Abyssinia on the coast of Africa for refuge. Now let's listen to the rest of the story. Mus'ab made a sigh of relief. He stood up and turned his back to his camel while glancing at the path originating from Mecca. There was no one in sight. Nonetheless, it seemed as though the nightly silence had been shattered. Noises were seemingly heard from a far distance. It was close to midnight. Mus'ab sat down behind his camel. He could hardly keep his eyes open. So, in order to get over his drowsiness, he stood up and squatted a few times. He should remain patient until the arrival of his co-travelers. Mus'ab said,
"The policy of the Prophet of Islam was such that even if he were to send three persons anywhere, he would place one of them as the group leader."
The Prophet had thus chosen Uthman, son of Maz'un, as the group leader for the Muslims intending to migrate to Abyssinia. Uthman, son of Maz'un, had a strong faith in God and the creed of Islam. He was loyal to the Prophet. He was also the Prophet's foster brother, having been suckled by the same wet nurse. He was 14th person to embrace the truth of Islam. Uthman, son of Maz'un, had told his co-travelers to leave Mecca one by one at night so that their movements would not be revealed. He had told them that they were heading for the port of Jeddah. However, Uthman, son of Maz'un, had secretly told Mus'ab to start the journey in advance and to stay at the crossroads where the path separated, one heading towards Jeddah and the other towards the lesser-known port Shu'aiba, till the arrival of other Muslim migrants. Mus'ab had been instructed to greet the Muslims and tell them to head toward Shu'aiba port. Uthman, son of Maz'un, had taken this prudent step in order to avoid detection by the enemies who were more familiar with the Jeddah port. Mus'ab suddenly spotted some camels on the night horizon. Upon closer look under the moonlight, he saw a couple mounted on the first camel. He hid behind a dune to determine their identity and was relieved on finding that it was the Umayyad convert to Islam named Uthman, son of Affan, and his wife Ruqayya. On the second camel was another couple, and it was Abu Huzaifa, son of Utba, and his wife, Sahla, daughter of Suhail. The third camel also carried a husband and wife pair, And it was Abu Salama Abdullah, son of Abdul Asad, and his wife Umme Salama. On the fourth camel were seated Amir Rabi'a and his wife Layla, daughter of Abi Asma. The other camels that followed carried Zubair, son of Awam, Abdullah, son of Mas'ud, Abdurrahman, son of Auf, and others. Mus'ab gently came out and greeted them. Thereafter, all of them headed for Shu'aiba port. The Umayyad convert to Islam, Usman, son of Affan, said,
"How come we're heading for Shu'aibiya port?"
Mus'ab, son of Umair, answered,
"Our group leader, Uthman ibn Maz'un, has said so."
Then Abdullah, son of Mas'ud, asked,
"Now, where is my brother, Uthman ibn Maz'un?"
"Uthman has already departed for Shu'aibiya to find the ship."
Abu Salama said,
"The polytheists may be after us, so we should not waste any time."
"This is so."
Mus'ab swiftly mounted his camel and rode it alongside the caravan that had just arrived from Mecca. At the break of dawn, they reached Shu'aiba port, where Mus'ab handed over the camels to an elderly fisherman who, as arranged earlier by Usman, son of Maz'un, would return these hired camels to their owner as Bedouin man. Now some of them were fearful of what would they do if there was no ship at Shu'aiba port. This was because, sooner or later, the pagan Quraysh, on learning of their escape from Mecca, would send groups to pursue them. Those Muslim migrants who were firm in faith were completely resigned to the will of God and were confident in divine assistance. One of the Muslim migrants said,
"God Almighty, you are very kind towards your servants. You permitted us to migrate and you notified us in your heavenly book that whoever assists your religion and takes steps in your righteous path will be helped by you. Now, O God Almighty, please fulfill your promise and help your servants."
Now the scent of the sea could be sensed. The sound of sea waves softly hitting the rocks was heard. Gradually the port was in sight. Usman, son of Affan, said,
"We seem to have arrived at our destination."
Then Mus'ab said,
"Thank God.
Up to now no one has been after us."
"Don't be scared. Be of firm faith, God's promise is true."
At the break of dawn, the port and rooftops and walls of houses of this small fishing village were in sight. Near the shores of the Red Sea, a line of houses stretched in the north-south direction. There was no sound to be heard. The port's residents were sound asleep. Only the sound of waves could be heard. Mus'ab moved ahead of the group of Muslim migrants, saying,
"We are supposed to meet Uthman ibn Maz'un at the waterfront."
Everyone followed Mus'ab in silence. Finding the waterfront was not a difficult task. The tall mass of two ships came in sight, so they headed toward that direction. The sea remained calm, with its surface glittering. The two ships were anchored along the coastlines, gently shaking with the waves. A rope linked the prow of one ship to the stern of the other. One of the ships had raised its sails. A number of men were moving around on the decks of the two ships. Small fishing boats were anchored throughout the coastline. Next to ships, a tall and burly man was busy in the ritual prayers to the one and only God. His long white attire glittered, and his headdress gently shook under the mild northern breeze. Everyone happily moved toward that man. He was Uthman, son of Maz'un. Mus'ab said,
Salam, Uthman ibn Maz'un, please enlighten us. One of those two ships had run aground a few days ago. All these days its crew has been preparing for its launching into the sea after due repairs. The crew of the other ship is assisting them. Meanwhile, the seawater has risen during night. Inshallah, at sunrise the ships would be ready for sail. Both ships are bound for Abyssinia. Uthman ibn Maz'un has spoken with the captains of the ships to take us with them. Let us perform the morning prayers before boarding the ships.
Seven of the Muslim migrants boarded one ship and eight others boarded the other ship, paying half a dinar each as fare. Some of these Muslims, who were weak of faith, nervously stared at the coastlines and were fearful until the ships set sail. On noticing a group of people approach the port, panic gripped these new Muslims. Only Uthman, son of Maz'un, and Abdullah, son of Mas'ud, remained calm and were confident in the promise of God and Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Uthman, son of Maz'un, said,
Calm down, whoever they are, they can't get their hands on us.
Then Mus'ab said,
The ship's captain gazed toward the coastline for a while, noting that the newcomer might be travelers, adding that, However, there is no room in the ship for more passengers. Our ships soon left the shores of Arabia, and every one of us prostrated to God on the ship's deck in gratitude.
Dear listeners, this is all for this week. Don't forget to tune in next week to listen to the rest of the story.